overcast skies and a little windy on Monday afternoon as the Jaguars return to work on the Florida Blue practice fields. The Atlanta Falcons come to town on Thursday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work today for right around 2 hours on the Florida Blue practice fields, continuing prep for the Atlanta Falcons game on Thursday. Gus Bradley moved practice ahead a couple of hours to try to beat some inclement weather in the forecast. Successful. They got the full practice in. More good news for the receivers. Tandon Doss back on the field today. He could play Thursday and certainly eyeing that full return against the Eagles. He was out since late July. Led the league in punt return average a year ago with Baltimore. This is the final week of the preseason. Roster cuts are underway and a lot of change happening around this team. So before stretch today, Gus Bradley pulled the team together on the field and asked for their focus headed into the final preseason game.
We've had so many good practices. We go out there and we do a really good job of competing and executing. And I want to make sure that, hey, you know, we have a choice to make. Either we finish or we don't. And let's finish. Let's do right. And, you know, that was the message to them. Is, you know, as we go on this journey, it's all about getting better. And that journey won't, you know, that mindset does not change.
Some other notes from Monday. Ace Sanders back practicing for the first time Monday. They'd like to get him in the game Thursday night. Defensive tackle Avery Jones and wide receiver Marquise Lee both missed practice due to personal reasons. And cornerback Alan Ball missed practice with a rib contusion, injured during Sunday's 11-on-11 work. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osiers. Well, Chad Henne spoke today, So I guess we have to talk quarterbacks today, John.
Yeah, and there's not going to be a lot of movement on the story at this point. We all know Chad Henne's starting. We all know Blake Bortles is the backup. But I thought what was interesting about what Chad said today, he was sort of asked about the whole situation. And he said, really, he knows as long as the team plays well, as long as they're winning, as long as he's doing his job, he's going to be the starter. He's very, very confident in that. The other side of that, of course, is when that doesn't happen, that's probably when a change comes. He didn't say that, but that was clearly the inference. I think that's probably what we're looking at.
I think you said it best. He is very confident in his role, and he knows that he can control only what he can control.
They haven't told me anything differently, and Gus and I have sat down many times, and you know, he said I'm the guy, and until they tell me otherwise, I just go out there, prepare like I'm a starter, and you know, play well.
Of course, there's a lot of noise growing around this situation outside of Everbank Field. But if you go in that locker room, there's no such noise at all.
Well, and I think that's what's really notable about this. Every email I get is Bortles or Henne. I support it. I don't support it. There's all that. But when you talk to players about this, I talked to Mercedes Lewis and Cecil Shorts. Two guys are going to be catching passes from these guys this year. And the bottom line is you come away with the fact that these guys love playing with Chad Henne. They are fully supportive of this guy as the starter. There's no, well, what if Blake would play? There's not any of that. They like Chad. They like playing for Chad. And there's a lot of confidence in Chad in that locker room.
I don't remember hearing the date of the fan vote on this.
Well, no, it's not September 1st or September 2nd. It's not going to happen in my mailbag. It's going to happen downstairs in one of those rooms that we don't get to go into.
That's the way it works. Now, you mentioned guys that he's throwing to. A couple of those guys back in the field. Doss and had some time today. Sanders was back today. This receiving group's starting to look kind of like what they envisioned.
Yeah, and both of those guys have a chance to play on Thursday. Ace, of course, won't play at the beginning of the season. But it is starting to look a little more like what they thought. And with the development of Allen Hurns, more decisions to be made. This is going to be a deep group. I wouldn't count Tandon Doss out of this yet, but there's going to be a lot of decisions to make, 5-6 deep, pretty good at that spot.
Good job, John, as always. Thanks.
Thanks, JP.
Hey, remember, Jaguars All Access tonight at 7 o'clock on Channel 4. Sam Kavaris, Jeff Lagerman, and special guest Telvin Smith. And I'm sure Telvin won't talk enough for television. Yeah, right. The Jaguars are back on the practice fields Tuesday afternoon for the final full speed work before the Falcons come to Jacksonville. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.